An international court is preparing to hear arguments over the barrier that Israel is building in the West Bank and some other areas. Palestinians call that barrier a violation of human rights, while Israelis say they want to stop suicide attacks. And on this day before the arguments begin, a bomb exploded on a crowded bus in Jerusalem. 7 people were killed in addition to the bomber, and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades claimed responsibility today. We're going to start our coverage with NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem. And Julie, what have you seen today?
What we saw coming upon the scene was a tableau that you see here now that's all too familiar, a shell of a bus, rescue workers scouring the ground to find the remains of the carnage. It's flooded with Israeli officials who are providing minute-by-minute updates on the number of injured, the number who are dying at these scenes. This area had seen destruction earlier in the year. At the end of January, blocks from this same area, there was an attack. The number 19 bus was attacked in front of the Prime Minister's residence. There, a number of people killed, and that bus, in fact, has been taken to the Hague, outside the Hague, where it sort of stands as a symbol of what Israel is trying to argue about.
How are Israelis and Palestinians responding to this attack?
Well, I think each bombing sort of boosts the currency of the barrier, and everything now is built around Israel's barrier, coming as it did 24 hours before the Hague Court takes up this question of the legal consequences of Israel's barrier. This bombing quickly became the most persuasive event that Israeli officials were grafting onto, sadly, in support of building that barrier. The defense minister said, look, he told the cabinet today, the barrier was instrumental in saving lives. You could argue that this recurrent suicide attacks are demonstrating that the barrier has not prevented such bombings. But the Israelis say they're absolutely certain that where this barrier has been most effective is where it's been completed, and that is up north. And they say there's very few, they're preventing all sorts of attacks up there, and said today's bombing was made possible because the barrier around Jerusalem isn't finished, and so the bomber could slip in.
Julie, stay with us for a moment, if you would. I want to go next to The Hague in the Netherlands, which is where the International Court of Justice, as you mentioned, will begin hearing arguments on the legality of that barrier. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli will be covering the arguments. And Sylvia, who brought this case before the court?
Well, last December, the United Nations General Assembly decided to ask the court for an advisory opinion after Israel ignored a resolution demanding that the barrier be taken down. The International Court of Justice is the highest legal authority of the United Nations. It was set up in 1946 to resolve disputes between states and to give advisory opinions on questions of international law. Israel and the United States say the court has no jurisdiction in this case, and the European Union is also opposed on the grounds that a court ruling could make negotiations even more difficult than they are now. The Europeans also say it's inappropriate for the International Court of Justice to get involved in such a politicized dispute, and Russia, Japan, Canada, and Australia are also opposed to this case being brought to The Hague.
And you mentioned that the Israelis say that this court has no jurisdiction. They're not participating at all in this case, right?
They are not going to be there for oral arguments. We understand they have sent a written brief, but they will not be presenting oral arguments.
Well, could this ruling be binding in some way on either side?
No. It's an advisory opinion. It is not binding.
Okay. And Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem, how much are people talking about this case where you are?
Well, the case is the only thing people are talking about at this point. For the Palestinians, for their part, while they're deploring the attack today, the Prime Minister was saying, you know, this kinds of things are simply playing into Israel's hands. He's saying they're giving Israel an excuse to continue building the wall, which is why we're trying to go to the court to get it stopped. But, you know, there also seems little question that the timing of today's attack couldn't have been worse for the Palestinian side. Here they are engaged in this high-stakes battle for world opinion. They want the international community to see the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza the way they see it. And with a Palestinian militant killing 7 people who were riding on a bus going to work today, that certainly clouds the argument.
That's NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.
And NPR's Sylvia Pajoli is in The Hague, and Sylvia will be listening for your coverage over the coming days. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.